time to actually sit down and fix it. It only runs if the water's on. So, like, if someone wants to take a bath, it is, you know, you're good taking a bath, but it's like an actual shower, you can't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut a hole in the wall, and then I'm going to put it at this point up there at the top, so if it ever happens again, I don't have to cut the wall again, and I don't have to drywall. But I'm going to do that, and then I'm just going to tighten it back down. The more I'm thinking about it, the more it's a loose fitting. Probably the Teflon tape gave away, or they just didn't tighten it down. And the flooring, what we're going to do is we're going to take the top layer off because it's that... I forget what type of board it is. It's not the particle board. It's a really good board. We're gonna try to, sand it down as much as possible, and then we're gonna take some kills and go over it, and then we'll either put the flooring down that we have left over from the living room and the bedroom, or we'll wait till next year. And then just refloor the whole bathroom.
Penetrating Genesee caps.
Okay. At least, like you say, if it's not leaking there when you turn the water on, you take a bath, and it only happens for the shower. It's like you say, it's probably the pipe that runs up to the shower or something in that. In that area, like you say, it's probably something you'll have to open up the wall or take a look at from that way. But at least the water isn't running all the time, and you're able to dry the floor and then make the repairs and that. So, well, I'm glad at least it's narrowed down in way. NAWCC.